Eric Tetz. So he's speaking here about Chachma being for us the Sheirish, the beginning, the Aschol of everything. And he's contrasting the meat of Chachma by us or by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he's speaking by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eric Tetz. Avagal by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Madrigas HaChachma, Shitchilas Machshav Reshisa, Hisoyf Maise Etzloi. The Hainu שכאין לגבי חייס מאס מדרגס החוכם מן הדס וקור מידס, כאין ממש ערך מדרגס ומאלס החוכם שירשס ומקור החייס וכל לא מזכר הקדש ברוך הוא לבע עצמוי. So what he's saying is, you know, racious and safe are really, really, what's the right word for it? Relative terms. So let's give a mashal. When a person digs iron ore out of the ground, a company. So they dig out, they put it in a big wagon, and they have a big pile of ore. The pile in the wagon is the finished product of the mining process. That now goes to the smelting place, and this is the beginning and the raw material of the ore of the molten metal, which is going to be the end product. The molten metal now goes on to a new place, and it becomes it's the raw material for the making sheets out of it, and so on. And each step like that. So seif and tchila, chachma is by Kodesh Baruch Hu the seif of his his hanhaga, a mashal ma'adav adayma. When I get a box of stuff to assemble from, I buy a box that has something has to be assembled. It comes in an instruction book. That instruction book to me is the beginning of the process. First, I need to start looking, seeing what I do with this. For the person sending it out, the instruction booklet was the end of the process. So Chachma in the Bria is, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's finished product. And it goes like that at every level. When you look at the Mac at a circle, its beginning, Klapita 1 before, is the end. And its end, Klapita 1 afterwards, is the beginning. Ad in kits, rak nipnesha ember nivroim kerkla hasig, rak e stalsus madregas chochma, she reishisam le madregas asia hashfala. Le kach an oimim shakaba kachbaruchu, nasheves madregas chochma, madregas asia mamish. So by us, our koch of tfisa is only from chochma down to the very most Megushin way, but the Gavah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chachma is already, since it's Messiahish, it's the end of the Chachma. The task of the Chachma is the physical Metzias, so that's what it is. Dain Loim Shu Rom V'Nisa V'Nala Ilu Rav Ma'oid Ma'oid Ma'regis HaChachma V'Loi Shaya Klal Yachs Etzai Shum Inyan HaMessiahs the Chachma. I thought the Chachma Ilu Rav. So he's explaining, going back all the way to the beginning, he's explaining why associating a midah of Chachma HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an impossibility. Because the Chachma that we have, Sach HaKol, is the final result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga to us. And from that point onwards, it's all basically, it's all incorporated in the physical mitzias of the Bria. So we can't associate that Chachma as being a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Chachma.
The first line he says the Madrigas Chachma Shitchilas Machshava Rishitza Yosef Maisetzel. So I understand Rabbi explaining that the Chachma of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that is the Bria Kilo, like it's all one and the same.
Right.
But isn't there also the Musug of, let's say, Lubin Torah, where we're drawing out Chachma or Mechadish Chachma, isn't there some process
correct
happening beyond
but
also?
But that Chachma is the Nekudas of Chachma that Kodesh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, which basically is the bottom line of that process. It's.
But why wouldn't it be like, you know, the Rabbi saying it's all relative and that each process has its own beginning and end? He's describing Kilo like the Chachma is already at its end goal from the start. Does that mean that
so he
no
means what we would consider Chachma. Now, is the thing we identify, the most that we identify as the Mitzvah of Chachma is Klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the lowest arg, that which we identify as Chachma. Yeah.
But then Mitzvah Kodesh Baruch Hu, is there any process? I mean, when we get involved in the Chachma, is there any process?
So as far as we're concerned, what we mean to say is, and we'll say it soon, is Kodesh Baruch Hu is the sherish and mocker for the Chachma that we have. So, you know, in we associate the Chachma that we can associate, we say Sekhash Baruch through that. I mean, you have to know, when we talk about Chachma, we're talking about some sort of Agdara, or else it's meaningless. It's sort of like the Chachma that we're aware of, and that's something that's not Shaykh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'loy Shaykh says, the Yachis Eila, it's a Shum Inyan, Alishkach HaKachma. If we say, you know, he's so smart, nobody could possibly understand it. The fact that I say it's understandable, but we're just not big enough, is already problematic. You know, it means something that we should have to be masik. It's like if I were to tell you, why can't I add infinity to a number? The answer is not because it'll take you forever, because it's so complicated and so many numbers are so difficult. It's just, infinity is not a quantity that allows itself to participate in the exercises of these, you know, of arithmetic computations. So by saying a Kodesh Baruch Hu is lemaila, whatever it is, we're in effect being married something over here. So the
Madriga of Chachma is that which he has deemed that we could possibly a Sheikhist understand.
Right.
But anything beyond that we can't even
right
discuss.
That's so the Chachma we have is the early share is that we have some sort of tfisit, everything else we can't. So if a person just says a Kodesh Baruch Hu is too deep to be massing, so on and so forth, let's say somebody says, ah, this sphere is so deep that there's no way you'll be able to hold on to it with your hand. It's absurd, it's an absurd statement. If you say this orange is too loud and will make you deaf. Orange has nothing to do with you can say it as a metaphor if you want, but it doesn't have anything to do with shmi and so on. The kacha mamish nechsheves rabbi kutcher brichu regas haseichel vasoga. So I basically have eliminated HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the realm of Chochma. So what am I giving him? What do I have for him? So he says, Megasa Madriga Mas Chachma. Hainu Mishum Shumikora Chachma Shemenisbar Nimshach Benetzal Mohus Madrigas Chachma Law Shaba Ilam Atzilus. It's only because there is a Hamshacha of Chachma that feeds into Ilam Atzilus. Vechein Rachum Vechosid Al Shem Shumikor Rachma Vachsadim. Vechein Shaimidis Kulo Nimshachu Venetzman Isbarach. Bederech ve'inyin ha'mshocha v'atzilos eichu ma'a yedu l'maskilim. V'hine ein lonu eisik b'nistaris. Ach ha'niglos lonu l'hamir amun ha'shleima, diyu v'gamo yichad. Dehayne midesok ha'shbochu v'tzenu chachmos v'nose v'daitoi, im mohus v'atzmusoi ha'mroimu l'vadoi, roimu sein keitz, mibchinas chochum v'sechu v'asoga. Olekach, אגם ייחוד שמסייח למידויס ושרץ למידויס ברקם כן, אין מבחינת הסוג להסיק איך מסך בהן. ולכן ניקרו מידויס ושקדש ברוך הוא שאין הספיר זה הקודש רוזרה מנוסה, שהוא אמונה שלומן מהסייכו. So this is, so the chibur of הקדש ברוך הוא to this world, which takes place through midas, is really almost a paradox that there could be, you know, the midas are bechreach, not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself, but the way he makes it feasible for the bria. You know, that's the so the connection. How it is that from a world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu there came chachma, pure chachma, with no shas anything else. That's the Mapella, but it is like that. So they're called Razer Musa. It has Shaykhs to the world of Emunah. Let me add a point here. The Talmud Tzedek says this, the Gabi Krishma B'Yichud of Tfila, a Krishma of Elor, of Yichud Elor, Yichud Tator. He makes the following point. He says, those in Yanim that it's possible to attain or ascertain better through Seichel belongs to world of Yediyah. Because at the end of the day, I'm expected to think long and hard until I actually understand it, know it. So many of the Yanim about HaKadosh Baruch Hu are things that I could possibly... Even identifying as X means a relationship. When I say, you know, 2X equals Y, I've made a bunch of statements about what the relationship of X and Y is. This is something which has no makar, no shayrish. It's something that is ki'ilu, it's something that I'll never be able to grasp. That's where emuna comes in. Those things that it's possible to understand, I might need a stopgap emuna, but that's not where the ikar of emuna is. Emuna is for those in yanim that I can't. Let's take an example we relate to. Scientists have two things they deal in. One is data, which they observed. So they have tons and tons of data. And those are physical events. And then you have a theory that covers all the data. And if you understand this to be true in the cloud, this is going to happen. So what I'm taifis with my chush is, with my physical chush, I'm taifis the data. I'm not taifis the theory. The theory is something which I'm somach das on. That if I saw this event, I saw 10 times in 8 X, Y, Z, I can make an assumption that it will be. But that's always a muna. It's not a metzias that I'm measuring and seeing. I'm extrapolating. So it's a sort of a form of a muna, is that. So the spheres are called Rosadim Hemnusa, means, because since we're dealing with an entity that's not part of our world, then there's a certain level needed. The muna is not like the simple term of a muna where I believe, I don't believe, you know, who says. It's my tfisa in something I don't understand. Let's say you have a child who can understand certain things, but certain things he just can't understand. He's just not in the, in the parasha that. So he's relying on an adult, and basically in effect saying that, you know, this is not something that I'm in any way can tell you that I understand or whatever it is, but I'll take your word for it, that's right or wrong, whatever it is.
You know, to speak on the mashal before, but to make sure I understand it, the idea of the scientific theory, that's something that's it's possible to understand.
It's predictable, right.
When we're talking about here are things which the brain cannot
correct,
comprehend.
Correct, but emunah, that's true.
So
but
it's a little deeper, much more deeper in that situation.
But the idea of a pattern, the concept that there's something at work here, the concept of the law is not physical. It's always it's a moon in a sense where I don't have any sense with which to engage it in, but it's something which I you know I'm trying hard to. I have to misyakus it as a metzias, even though I don't understand it. And that's something that requires emunah.
And I guess like things we do detect in our world indicate Hashem Echad.
Correct.
The fact
correct.
That we can't ever understand Hashem Echad, but there's some indicating factors.
There's some indicating factors, that's true. But the full demonstration of it is not something that we see in our.
The point before, I kind of get what he's saying. We don't call Hashem a chacham. We don't call him a makor chacham.
Right.
That's essentially getting to the same like paradox, like he's saying. Also, like you know, he's a makor for it, but we can't attribute it to him. How do we understand
right.
that?
Right. We can't extrapolate and say so. This must be him. I can't. Anything that I'm teifis. Well, Korchach is not Messiahus to Metzius, it's similar to him. I just need. So I can make certain statements back and say that if in this world, when Rachman expresses itself, this is true, it'll be true but Shemaim, because Akash Baruch Hu said I'm a mirror image. But when I try to make anything else into a tefisa, it's just not going to work.
Is there a mashal we have for that? For the difference between being Chacham and Korchach? I'm just trying to.
What do you mean?
I think the very saying it is that you know, Hashem will present us chachma, but we don't attribute chachma to Him.
Hakadosh Baruch Hu works in this world through chachma. So just like a computer has different languages it interfaces with, but that's not its own internal language. An internal language, machine language, or whatever. It doesn't, you know, it, you know, for the software program, it's all about the language of the program. That's the language. The fact that it has to be translated to something else is not on his radar screen. Uh-huh. One almost takes it for granted.
It just means the day we need a way to access it. And
correct.
It has nothing to do with the computer.
Yeah. Correct. Exactly. So for instance, the computer program we have is accurately reflecting what's happening in the processor, but it's not at all the processor. It's a reflection of it in translated into a language that we know and understand. Okay, we'll hold it there.